Hi everyone, this is Jenna Griffiths of Earth School. Today we have Edson Williams on the line. Edson is a London-based performance coach and founder of Lead by Example. Welcome, Edson.
Hello. Hello everybody on the call.
And thanks.
And thank you for having me, Jenna.
Yeah, and thanks for being here. And our topic today is why is it important to know yourself? So, Edson, before we go there, could you tell us a little bit about yourself and your story?
Well, about my story, my self-discovery started when I went to my first personal development course. I was kind of lost and looking for change in my life. And basically, it always used to happen when I broke up with a girlfriend. And I didn't have a girlfriend at the time, so I went to onto this course, and I got to learn something about myself. The first thing that I learned about myself is that I didn't trust people.
Huh.
And that's kind of where my journey started, and then I found that even though I did many, many courses after that, that I still hadn't found the thing that I was actually looking for.
So
that's all
we're going to
talk about today.
you created what you were looking for.
Yeah, exactly.
Great.
Exactly. I did many courses and I didn't get the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what is the answer?
Well, the answer it's not as simple as it sounds sometimes, but over the years, and for some of us, it's been decades that we've been conditioned into and molded into this being that we're not. We need to get rid of all of that conditioning and go back and discover who we really are.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
so you're talking
about
all the conditioning from parents and from schools and friends and...
Exactly.
Mother-in-law.
Exactly. It's like we're getting molded into something that we're not, and it's based on it's based on many things, and it's based on other people their experiences. You know, our parents want the best for us, and therefore they're gonna prevent or help try to protect us from making the same mistake that they've made. Installing certain fears and certain beliefs in us that are not necessarily true as it would apply to me, you know. And then there's the educational system that has us believe that we need to get a degree and that we need to focus on memorizing stuff and learning stuff by heart and. You know, you get your degree and then you go and find yourself a job and you need to go into a sector where there's plenty of jobs and not necessarily a sector that inspires you, that resonates with you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So before we just tell us a bit, so when you had this... discovery. Where were you, and what were you doing at the time?
Well, I had just moved to London from the Netherlands, and
so you're originally from the Netherlands.
Yes. As you might hear from my accent, originally from the Netherlands, moved to London about 7 years ago,
mm-hmm.
And I've done so many personal development courses, and it wasn't until I ran into Tony Robbins' work.
Okay.
And the great thing about Tony is that he shares his sources. So
He
shares his sources.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So he will tell you about I read this book and I read that book. So I started to read the books that he read, and I started to study his mentors.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started to study his mentors.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I discovered kind of like this universal law of how we human beings and how energies and how we work. And
mm-hmm.
that's when the whole self-discovery started for me, where I realized that this question that I had, and my question was, so why am I here? And then what? You know, I was always pursuing, okay, be the best at this, or try to do that, try to achieve that. And it's like, okay, and but then what? Where is the fulfillment? And it's when I started to look for that, that's where I started to figure out, that's where the fulfillment comes. That's where, that's what fulfills me. That's what fills me up. And this is how I operate. These are the things that resonate with me. This is where I can find my drive. This is what turns me on. This is what warms my heart. You know, and that's different for every single person.
I find it fascinating that you can figure this out without hand analysis. Because I was going to say, what you need is hand analysis. So it's interesting to hear how you go about it.
I had the pleasure of doing a hand analysis with you, and it was such a confirmation. It was such a confirmation for me of, yes, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, that's totally spot on. And what I appreciate about the self-discovery process that I created, which is only the first step, because I've gone to another level with it. The first step was the life purpose creation, which is a work that I now also do in the workshops, and I do it in one-on-one sessions with people, where it's purely discovering your values, the values that resonate with you, what inspires you, what motivates you, what drives you.
Yes.
And from there, you create a life purpose, knowing that, for instance, one of the things that I discovered is, and the only way I could discover it is actually really going through the process. So it's not something that I could do rationally. I had to really go emotionally through the process, is I'd like to be on a stage.
Mm-hmm.
And at first it was with the aspiration of becoming a professional athlete. Well, I didn't succeed.
Professional athlete?
Yeah.
What sort of sport were you into?
Football.
Football?
Yeah. And my dream was to become a professional football player. And I didn't succeed in that. I was not good enough, and I had an injury, and then I just said, okay, you know what? If I was that talented, the scouts would have found me, so I decided to focus on my study. But through doing this process of life purpose, I discovered that I always seek a stage.
The limelight.
Yes. Whether that is as a public speaker. In high school, I taught my own class in economy, and I've done modeling work. Now, as a coach, I lead workshops, and there's a stage, and I thrive there. And to know that of myself, it gives me tremendous power, because I can consciously seek out those opportunities.
And you eliminate so many other possibilities.
Exactly, exactly, exactly. You know, and it's all those other distractions that do not fulfill me, I can leave those out, knowing this is really going to fulfill me.
Yeah,
you know, and as you know from my hand analysis, I'm a teacher.
Yeah, yeah, an illuminator.
So it's a perfect combination for me.
And you've also got an interesting whirl in the Mars area hand, which is to do with being a warrior. How do you tie that into who you are?
Yes. Well, at first, when I was a young boy playing football, it was very frustrating, because I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
About this warrior side, and I had teammates basically walk off the pitch crying because I was shouting and cursing at them so much. You know, and I've been called the angry young black man as well. And it is, and this, me knowing. oh, you know what? Sport is one vent for me for this warrior. Mm-hmm. But also it helps my determination. It helps me with my negotiations.
Mm. You know, to bounce back a courage.
Yes, you know, and it's knowing that of myself, I know that I'm a pit bull when it comes to these things, and I know I have this warrior inside of me. When I met my now wife, one of the first things I told her is that if I ever get stroppy and short tempered, it is most likely the first remedy there is for me is sport. So if you notice that I have not been exercising for several days or maybe even 2 weeks, I'll get a short fuse and I'll get snappy to people and then become kind of aggressive in my language. And just know that the easiest way is to encourage me to go and do sports again. Go have a workout.
Hand you your running shoes and say, go away.
Exactly. Hand me my running shoes, open the door and say, go out, have fun, and I'll come back and I'll be centered. And, and this is also the reason why I'm tremendously good at as a boxing coach. I work with teenagers between the age of 11 and 18, and I can speak a warrior language with them.
Mm-hmm.
And this is very, very beneficial because I can be that teacher, but also push that on switch where they need to become a warrior and speak that language.
So knowing this about yourself has actually saved your marriage, probably, and has also enabled you to motivate other people, huh? Live your purpose, actually.
Exactly. It is when you discover all these little things about yourself and you use them to your own benefit, that's when you're accessing your personal power.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when it comes to tough negotiations in the office, I tell the people that work with me, if you don't want to deal with them, send them my way. I'm not sitting here excited waiting for them, but I know where the switch is. You know, there's this honor and pride, which comes from this Martian warrior, that kicks in and we'll take a stand.
So, you talk about different types of different elements of oneself, dimensions of oneself. Could you talk a bit about that?
Yes, sure. you know, we live in four dimensions.
Four dimensions.
Yes.
Not multiple dimensions.
Yeah, I would say that there's four. There's the physical,
uh-huh.
There's the intellectual, there's the emotional, and then there's the spiritual.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And in the spiritual side, to fulfill oneself, and whether you are religious or whatever belief you have, you know, that is something that is at an energy level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's your spiritual connection. That is when you step out of your physical self. That's where your beliefs come from. That's where your faith sits. Yeah? And to fulfill that is just as important as to fulfill the physical.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And the same goes for the emotional. You know, our connections with other people, our sense of contribution. And the contribution side actually kind of is as a beautiful overlap with the spiritual side, where we as human beings, we want to contribute.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to really make yourself successful, you want to create a whole and completeness where you also have the opportunity to give and contribute, where you have great fulfillment in your emotional area. So that's great relationships with your loved ones, but also with your outside world and with yourself.
So do you set goals for each of these areas of one's life, of dimensions?
Well, I don't set goals for each of them, but there's a purpose for the wholeness, you know. the contributing is part of my mission. So for me, it is about I need to make a difference every day.
Mm-hmm.
Every day of my life, I need to make a difference. I will not feel complete if I've not done that. And it can be in a simple phone call sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
It can be in the smallest gesture. But every day I need to make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
But that fulfills me. That's part of my mission.
Mm-hmm.
And what I seek out to do is to make that as big as possible. You know, I want to leave a dent.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
so
and then the other areas, it's easier to set goals for me because this is just part of who I am. You know, when I say, like, okay, part of who I am is I'm here to teach and to guide people. So this is my day to day. Where with my physical material goals, it's easier to set goals because, okay, I want to have achieved that.
Yeah. So taking those, when you're looking at trying to define who you are and
mm-hmm.
to know yourself, do you break it up into those four or five categories?
No, what happens for me is that what I've done with it is I have created also a declaration of who I am, which is something that I wake up with in the morning, which is very personal. I'm not going to share that in this talk, but which is a declaration of who I am. And in that declaration, there is part of the warrior, part of my creative side, part of my generous side in terms of making a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And that is also about knowing myself. When I have that affirmation, does so much to me. It's just like it's like an on switch of a, you know, those Duracell bunnies.
Mm-hmm.
When the battery is dead, the ears mm-hmm. are hanging. And as soon as I use this affirmation, my ears go up and I'm ready to go.
I like that. So it's almost like you recalibrate yourself every morning.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I have it. Exactly, and I have it with challenging situations where I use that affirmation. I go over it in my head because it reaffirms that I know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know, bringing the unconscious to the conscious. Because in our day-to-day life, we have so many people around us and so many influences around us that will want to make us believe that we're something that we're not.
Yeah, yeah, including our negative self-talk.
Including our negative self-talk, which usually comes from the outside world. And we're so
mm-hmm.
used to that we've actually started to adapt it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it has become part of our fake self.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's not who we truly are. Even that little negative voice, that's not who we truly are. And I have the pleasure of being a father, and when I look at my daughter, I see none of that talk.
Mm. How old is she?
She's 2.5.
Ah, yeah, great.
She's 2.5 and she has none of those conversations. She's very clear in her language. She knows what she wants. She says it. When she doesn't want it, she says it too. And when she really wants something, man, she lets me know.
Wait until she goes to school.
Well, but by the time, I mean, my job is not to ruin it. Not to, you know, like she's perfect as she is, and I see my job as a father to keep her believing and stay true to who she really is.
Yeah, intact.
Exactly.
Yeah, I wish I knew how to do that because I think schools de-genius people very rapidly, and
yeah.
If one had a way of protecting our children from being scalped, that would be good.
Yeah, yeah. We can only do what we can do as a parent, you know. And if you get involved in the school system, then that's where you can make a bigger dent.
Mm, mm, mm. So, how do you advise people, our listeners? How they can go about getting to know themselves and their various aspects.
Yeah, well, of course, they need to come and do my workshop. But what
so
you
let's
can
just
start...
take a pause there. Where do you do your workshops?
I do them in the Netherlands, in London, and in Zurich.
Okay.
There are three places at the moment.
And how many days is your workshop?
Well, the life purpose is just one day.
One day?
Yeah.
Okay. And when is your next one?
I am scheduled for June to basically go to the Netherlands and also to go to Zurich.
Okay, in June.
In
okay.
June. Around the 8th of June, I'm scheduled for Zurich. The Netherlands, I don't have an exact date yet.
Okay, so are you will have that up on your website. So your
yes.
website is leadbyexample.com, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so...
But I can give people a start. One of the processes I go through with almost all my workshops, whether that's about money, leadership, you name it, is to look at where your beliefs come from. So if you have, you know, you have a perception about something, you have a belief about something. Now, if you take that belief, you write down all your beliefs about a certain thing. That could be relationships, that could be finance, that could be sport, health, you name it. And you look at where those beliefs come from. You will discover that most of those beliefs come from your outside world,
mm-hmm.
And that's been given to you either verbally or could be audiovisual. And some of those beliefs could be cultural.
But it's in so how. That's like very. That's very general, you know, to take a belief. So where does someone start, for example?
If you start with it, if you figure out where the belief comes from, and you see that
you mean
that
a limiting belief, or
well, it can be any belief because it's just a good start to figure to discover where your beliefs come from. And when you know when you realize that your beliefs are not the beliefs that you created, and that there's actually a it comes from the outside. You create an awareness of a belief that you have. And when you can start doubting that belief, you can create a belief that actually works for you.
Okay.
Which has a lot to do about getting rid of, yes, a disempowering belief and a flipped script. But it gives you access to knowing that this stuff is not yours. But you operate by it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not yours, but you operate by it, and that is not who you are. And if you use the silence that you have, if you start meditating, for instance, that's another tip that I could give people. Start meditating. You know, take 10 minutes, just close your eyes, and just listen to the thoughts that come by.
Mm-hmm.
And then as you're listening to your thoughts, you see that it is not your thoughts that are who you are, because you can actually observe your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And the observer of your thoughts, that is the real you.
Because
the witness, that is the real you, because any moment you can decide to change your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you liking peanut butter or not liking peanut butter is not a thought process. That is just... that's just who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the same goes for your motives. You know, what motivates you? There's certain things that will motivate you and certain things that will not motivate you. Now, this is a bit of a gray area for the reason that even with that, some people are already polluted because they've had some bad experiences. So... let's say you're normally motivated by people that have a very high energy voice, and
mm-hmm.
you get very excited, and that puts you into a great state. But it could be that your teacher from high school, who spoke like that, was teaching you a topic that you really didn't like. So now everybody that speaks like that, you don't get motivated by that anymore.
So that's
why it is a journey. It is a journey by really getting rid of all that garbage, all that crap of, oh, I don't like that, because actually I had a teacher that did this and this. So again, getting back to your true self and looking at, oh, but do I really like that?
So apart you from, just keep drilling down, drilling down, drilling down.
Yes, peeling the onion, peeling the onion.
Mm-hmm.
Going inside, 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 inside.
And so you have a method of this by looking at values and looking at what motivates you and looking at what things that you've done in your life or what.
Mhm. Yeah. Yeah. The beautiful part about the process is that I'm just guiding people through the process, and everybody creates it from within, from themselves.
Mhm.
So it's not me telling you this is who you are. No, it's you showing yourself, this is who I am.
Mhm. Mhm. Well, that sounds like a very valuable exercise you have, William.
Yeah, it is. I find it. I cannot understand how people can operate without knowing who they are. And I've seen this with people that are very successful. Is that they understand what motivates them, and they constantly seek that. And that I find that is so powerful. If you know what motivates you and you can constantly seek that, so you can constantly be motivated, whether that is intrinsic or extrinsic, but knowing where to go and find that to get the best out of yourself and basically great fulfillment. Wow. You know, these guys wake up every day and they're like, oh yes, I get to wake up.
It's like you was talking about the flipping the switch, connecting the battery.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So one of the things that I find quite useful with the field that I'm in, which is hand analysis, you can sometimes see conflicting subpersonalities, and so you can see sometimes there are certain strengths and they actually are different to, you might be, one side of you might be really sensitive and the other side might be quite outward and like the warrior. I can imagine you have those two sides. Have the quite the go-getter, lots of testosterone, sort of courageous warrior side, and then you also have a more sensitive inner orientated person.
Absolutely, I've had many people ask me, Edson, how can you be a boxer, doing what you do and having the beliefs that you have? And it's by knowing myself that I can make that work for me.
Mm. Nelson Mandela used to box when he was younger.
Well, there you go. There you go. And like I said, it's knowing yourself is also about knowing to control, as my friend says, to control that inner demon.
Mm-hmm.
There's a dragon inside of me that wants to come out, and if I don't control that dragon, then it will destroy me.
Mm-hmm.
But if I control it, it is a very, very powerful resource.
And if you're completely unconscious to it, it'll also destroy you. I mean, because
absolutely, and that is, and you said, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, that's why it is so important to know yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It is to bring that unconscious, all that unconscious stuff to the consciousness, where you notice about yourself. I know that I need to go and do sports. I know how to turn myself on and to find the balance when I'm on stage. When I'm on stage, it's about the teacher, but at the same time, I'm using that power switch because I am so committed, you know, and that's where the Martian comes out. I'm so committed to making a difference that I will stop at nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But I will stop at nothing for other people.
Yeah. I can see all this, you know, through a hand analysis perspective, because you have a handful of whirls, which puts you in the school of service. So, I'm looking at it's amazing to me that you know all these things about yourself, and before you even had you knew anything about the field of hand analysis. So I'm very impressed.
Well, thank you. And the beauty about the hand analysis for me is that, mm-hmm. and we spoke about this briefly, is that it's such a compliment because if somebody just reads your hand and says, okay, this is the kind of person you are, for a lot of people that can be like, yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you look at my hand and you say this and this about me, and it's kind of like people reading your star sign, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, yeah. But if you yourself have gone through a process of discovering who you are and you get a physical
confirmation.
Mm-hmm. And also there might be, because the thing about the sensitive part about my process is that you can still hide stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if there's something that you don't want to
bring up to the consciousness,
exactly, then you can leave it there.
Well, I suppose you can look at where people project, you know, who they hate rather than who they admire, or who frustrates them, or and that way, if I bring up the unconscious, would be another way.
Yeah. One of my mentors said that you will learn about yourself from the people that you don't get along with. There is a reason why, and that is about you and not about them.
Everything's a mirror.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm.
Wow.
So Edson, so for our listeners, they're, besides coming to your, coming to do a workshop, a one-day workshop with you, or to work with you on, do you work distance with people?
Yeah, I do sessions over Skype. I have clients from all over the place, from Sweden to LA. I've done sessions over Skype, and they work just as powerful.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so if people wanted to work with you that way, they could get hold of you how?
Sure, if they send me an email, Edson@leadbyexample.com.
It's Edson@leadbyexample.com. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Edson.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
And we'll just have a little chat about what it is that they're after, or if it's truly the life purpose, we can just schedule a session. A session will take between 2 and 3 hours.
Okay.
As you can imagine, it's a self-discovery process, so it does take some time.
Okay, good. And is there anything else that you would like to leave our listeners with, Edson?
Yes, I mean start. Yes, I mean the most important thing is start to discover who you are and separate the created version of yourself, the created version which is created by your outer world, and start listening to your true self. And your true self is what, well, we don't operate by instinct, but listening to your gut. That's a start. And be silent.
Mm-hmm.
Be silent and listen to yourself. You know, there's so many people that have patterns, and this will probably resonate with lots of people. Well, we all have those friends who end up with the same kind of partner all the time, and this partner is wrong for them, and they have a pattern in that. Well, they're clearly not listening to something. You know, there's something that they need to resolve with themselves, and we do this with everything, not just with partners, but we do it with jobs. And there's things that we repeatedly seek back. There's certain foods that we like. There's certain music that gives us a certain shiver, and it's about listening to all those and basically be conscious about it. Like, oh, that music puts me in this state. Okay, that's good to know. When I give to people, it makes me feel like this. You know, it's like registering all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm. So one way would be for them to keep a daily journal.
Yes, absolutely. That is a fantastic suggestion. Keep a daily journal of the things that work for you. You know, and also looking at your values. It's like when something is not aligned with your core values, you'll have a reaction to that, and sometimes that is even physical. Where you all of a sudden get a rash or a headache or that is your body telling you something.
Mm-hmm. So your core values. I mean, if you know them, then people can't chuck you off course, because you can't be shamed as easily. Because, for example, if somebody, say, decides he wants to be a film director, then he doesn't have any shame with going home and moving back in with mum and dad and going back to school. But he won't, and if his friends tease him about moving back in with mum and dad, he won't be shamed, because he knows what his values, you know, he knows certain things. And whereas if he wasn't clear on his values, he would easily be shamed.
Absolutely. It's interesting you mentioned this, because there was a TV show I was part of back when I was like 17, and it was called What Are You Doing? And they would document a person's life, but from like kindergarten all the way up to adulthood. And we as teenagers had to guess every single stop, every single cut, what this person's recent profession was. And there was this one gentleman. He came from a very well-educated family, and he went to university, met his girlfriend there, studied law, become a lawyer, got married, and she was a lawyer as well. They were absolutely miserable. They got divorced, and from the day he got divorced, he started to work in a kitchen. And he ended up being a chef, running his own restaurant.
Wow.
And I was sitting there and I was watching this man's life and going like, oh my God, this is so not resonating with what I've seen him do in his childhood. And he got more deluded from who he was. And then thank God he divorced and got back in touch with who he really is.
Mm-hmm.
And he got rid of everything, and he just started working in the kitchen and like as a sous chef or whatever the entry level is. And from there, build himself up again. And he was the happiest man ever.
Mm. So sometimes when a door closes, like a divorce, I mean, we sometimes rant and rage and wail outside the closed door instead of seeing that when the one door closes, another one opens.
yeah, exactly. And the thing for me, the lucky thing for me was that when I started my personal discovery is, I didn't have anybody to break up with, so I really had to do the work from a point where nobody died, I didn't get divorced or anything like that.
Mm.
And for the listeners, don't wait for some tragedy to happen. Yeah, for some drama, go and do it now.
Do it now. Mm. That's good advice, actually. That's really good advice, because most of us need to be cracked open by life. So
yeah, by some kind of drama. It's like, oh, now I'm going to start appreciating life because I've just seen somebody lose their life, or I just had a near-death experience. Let's not wait for that. Just do it now.
Great. That's very good advice. Crack yourself open and make some omelette. Make an omelette.
Yeah. And discover yourself. Discover your true self so you can make yourself truly, truly happy.
Great. Well, thanks, Edson. Thanks for being with us on Earth School.
Yes. No, this is my first time, and I really, really love talking about this. I could talk about this for hours.
Do you have anything else you'd like to leave our listeners with before we say goodbye?
No, do it now. Now's the
okay.
best time.
Okay.
Now's the best time.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye. Bye, everyone. Bye. Thank you for being with us.